Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ozyman, 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 Magnum, Ozyman, Ozyman, Noji, Ozyman, Magnum, Ozyman, Ozyman.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. So today's going to be like a quick episode because, you know, we have to do this. Our Niger boys, I guess, made us proud today for the first time in a long time. So you get us to go beef and not make a quick episode.
Fair enough.
So you made a funny comment in the group when I was like, we are pretty good in transition. You were like, this one they watch. This one they watch tactics. That's real though, because this game was really, you could tell the energy, the passion. I feel like, man, nothing about him actually be that intentional. Because the guys looked really up for it from the get-go.
I like the way we started. It seemed like and I don't know how much bearing this has on it, but there's a lot of social media jokes that led up to the game, where like Nigerians like were really criticizing, you know, Osimhen and Nigerian players, and they were like putting Benin flags in front of their handles and changing their numbers from +22234 to +229 or what's Benin's.
They went that far.
It was very funny. They were really, really on their case. And because we know that these players, at least this current crop of players, are very socially active, it's safe to say that they saw it and I guess they acted accordingly. Especially, you know, the man of the moment, Victor Osimhen, who I never really had any doubt on personally, or doubted, for lack of a better term. Yeah, I never doubted.
Yeah, I don't really understand the criticism him specifically gets, because I mean, I get criticism for some players, but I don't think I've ever watched Osimhen play for Nigeria and actually like look like any effort was lacking, has ever been lacking. Even I remember the last AFCON where he got on his ass. I'm like, bro, I know he didn't really score, but this guy was balling. Like,
yeah,
you know, when someone plays well, like, you're like, you know what, like, you deserve a goal. He had a lot of those kind of performances in the last AFCON, despite us not winning.
Yeah, he did.
He never lacks for passion and effort.
He doesn't lack for effort. But I think it's just the thing that if Egypt fail to qualify, who is the first person you hold?
Salah, of course.
If, I guess when Drogba
was... Would you really do?
Yeah, of course you would.
No, I can come for... Okay, let's say if Egypt doesn't qualify for World Cup. Let's say Senegal does. I can use that in a debate versus Salah versus Mane. I'm like, you see what Mane did for his country, blah, 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 blah. But in terms of talking about Egypt as a country...
That has nothing to do with anything. That has nothing to do with... The nuance that you're adding is not supposed to be added. You're adding nuance to like conversations. The owner of Egypt is Salah. There's no like, you don't have to do all these like, oh, if we're doing in this context, or if you're talking about Norway, if you're talking about Norway, right? As much as Odegaard is probably the captain, who would you hold? It's Haaland.
Okay, so
you hold the star player accountable for the country's wins and losses. Okay, for the longest, right? Ryan Giggs didn't get any. Oh, Wales couldn't go to the World Cup and blah, blah, blah. They're not good enough. Till Gareth Bale came, and although, yes, they did have better players. But the main owner of the team was Gareth Bale, and it showed because of how far he was able to wheel the team on. So we can't add nuances. If Nigeria is flopping, we are going to hold Osimhen.
Okay, see what I'm saying here. Because I don't remember, maybe I was too young, I don't remember Giggs ever getting criticized for Wales not qualifying.
No. I guess that I should have said that better. It was more like it was accepted that the country wasn't good enough to qualify, right? And Giggs didn't get too much slander until Gareth Bale came and showed that, that you can elevate. While yes, it's a team sport, but individually you can elevate the team to beyond where it's supposed to be based on the talent of the team. You individually can elevate that team to where they need to be or to higher than they've been.
That has happened though. But like the example with Rose is a good one. Sometimes people just accept, okay, that country's not good enough. Because even George Weah, no one ever criticized him for not carrying. Haaland, for example, before recently, he wasn't really getting criticized when he wasn't qualifying, even though he was there. But now we're seeing what he can do. It's like, oh wow, like this guy is really is about to be.
I feel like if you are a superstar and your country is like semi decent, like top 50 ranked or thereabouts, you should be able to elevate your team to making the World Cup. Yeah, you should.
So I guess the likes of Norway and Haaland get a pass.
No, he doesn't. That's what I'm saying. You hold him accountable. Like
I'm saying,
I saw criticism on Haaland though. I didn't say anything. I saw criticism on Haaland. I personally saw
the Euros. I don't think he has. I feel like the narrative was more like.
Also, he's pretty young.
His numbers are good. Yeah,
he's pretty young too. So it's like it was a bit too premature. But I did see criticism of him. Anyways, we're going too far. We're talking about your
that's true.
I'm not here for that.
Personally, I just felt like the criticism on like Osimhen was just over the top.
It was missing games due to injuries too,
and he's been performing. His numbers are
pretty good. When he plays. Yeah, he's been missing games towards, but I think this is a legacy match for him. Like this, history will be kind to him when we speak on him, and I think this even makes him surpass Rashidi Yekini for goals for Nigeria. I think.
I don't think he has yet. I think he's probably about close to. He's very very close, like probably 20.
No, he has. He's 39. 39 goals.
Are you serious?
Akini should be 37.
We need to check on that. I thought he was like 20-something, 29, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's surpassed him. He's 39. Akini is 37.
Are you serious? Wow. Osimhen. That's huge. Why haven't I seen that online that much?
Because the qualification or the playoff qualification. No, it might be 29. I might be getting that.
Yeah, because I feel like if he surpassed Yekini today,
it should have been bigger. Yeah, it's probably 29.
I mean, he will. It's just a matter of time. Just a few.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah, because I was seeing someone made a tweet calling him the best player Nigeria has ever had.
No, but I saw somebody saying he's better than Okocha, and I don't know. I think I can.
See, my take on that is that
if
Osimhen, I don't think I can really. He's on his way there. He can't be second top scorer of all time in the country and not be in the conversation.
Yeah.
So solidify that he needs to win something. The fact he hasn't been to the World Cup yet it doesn't look nice when you compare him to like the likes of Yekini, Sunday Odegbami, and Sunday. Is this Sunday Odegbami?
You're adding your legends together. Why did I think Osimhen was 39? I was 29.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not that he's very close to it.
No, he's doing very well. I think it was a very very good performance as a whole. I low key expected more from Benin Republic. I just because of how well they've been doing, but I was a bit disappointed in how toothless they were. They were controlling possession a bit, but the way this 4-4-2 that Eric Chell is setting them up in is not meant for possession and clearly doesn't really hold possession at all. But it's meant for like transition, set pieces, long balls, like balls into space. I guess it works. It worked a treat today. And all three of his goals were quality. From the troopers from what's his name, Chukwueze, then the delivery from Chukwueze, and then the set piece goal as well. All very, 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 very
he's all around player as well. Even him, like, tracking back, this guy ran himself ragged, which is...
Oh, yeah, he did. He did. He always puts himself, you know, he always puts... He runs hard for the team, so it doesn't seem like his shouting is in vain because, you know, you can walk the walk, but can you talk? You can talk the talk. Can you walk the walk?
Even trying setting up a few of his teams.
Yeah, he did. And this couple of these clowns in the national team... Moses Simon had an assist or two today, but like that guy has been vexing me, man. That guy has been vexing me. I think he had like prior to this, he had like two assists in 2 years or something. Like one from, very criminal start.
Ndidi, the laid back pass or Osimhen gave to him and Ndidi like scoffed the chance.
Yeah. But then again, do you really expect goals from Ndidi liners? Anyways. But it was a wonderful performance. The problem now is that this is just the beginning of the battle.
Yeah, right? I read.
Yeah, the beginning of the battle because we now need to go to Morocco and play two playoff matches. Right? So we are going to automatically play Gabon for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Because Gabon is the lowest ranked team in the playoffs. Then Cameroon will face Congo. Then the winner of Nigeria, Gabon will face the winner of Cameroon, Congo. But then it's still not done.
Go to the winners of the Oceania.
We have to now go and play the intercontinental playoff. However, though, if we qualify, right? Because I did the numbers, right? We're 45th in world rankings, and out of the 44 teams ahead of us, the only team that has the propensity to be seeded higher than the only team that is seeded higher than us and is going to that has the chance to go to that tournament is Panama, right? Mm-hmm. And Panama, they're top of their group, they're second in their group, but only like they have the same points as the person top. I think it's 6 points so far, so they may not even get there. But they are the only team that is ranked higher than us that has the possibility of going to that tournament. Why that's important is because when you get to the tournament, right, there are going to be two brackets, right? Mm-hmm. There are two unseeded teams will first play each other in the semifinal on both sides of the bracket, right? Mm-hmm. And then the winners of those will now face the seeded teams in the final. So they're saying like it's four games, but more than likely, if we make it, we'll be one of the seeded teams there. And we'll probably face an unseeded team. So it's really only... Three games.
So it's one game. I love how you did your due diligence.
Yeah, I've been doing permutations all day. I've been doing. If there's another group chat, that I was screaming like, because at one point when it was 3-0, we had the same goal difference as Burkina Faso. So I was screaming, "What is the tiebreaker here? If we end on +6 and +6 with Burkina Faso?"
Yeah.
So I was like very, very like nervous. I was like, and then you know Franco Yeka scored, and then it didn't matter now because
apparently they took away the points from any team that won points based off the last team in their group or something like that.
Yeah. So what that was because of Eritrea, they had left the mm-hmm. qualifiers. So to balance it out, right, they would take the points that you won off the last place team or the points that you got off the last place team, and then that would adjust for it. For us, right, we got -2, but that's only because we underperformed against Zimbabwe 1-1-1-1. So if we had won at least one of those games, we would have gotten like -3, right, to balance it out.
Hmm. So in some ways, us not starting, we kind of played in our favor.
No, because if I also thought about that too. Yeah. No, because if you had gotten the points, it would have probably helped you to be first. And if you're first, subtraction doesn't matter to you. So I was thinking about like, doesn't it balance it out if we like, isn't it good that we kind of underperformed? Yeah, and yes, for the playoffs, for the second place. But if you did, you would have probably been first, and minus whatever doesn't count for you.
Right. That's true.
I think a lot of it was because they went through the Finidi George route, man. And that was very, very, very fucking disastrous, man. That guy wanted to burn the country.
You know, one thing I noticed, Sha, is that, I mean, of course, we played an amazing game today, especially in transition and everything, because Benin was trying to, you know, give us.
Yeah, they were playing.
I saw the idea. I was like, okay, I can see where they are in a sense. But kind of like with AFCON, I think we are really, really a transition-based team. I think we struggle when we actually have to create
and from the back. I hate. So I think everybody has this journey with Nigeria. Unless you were maybe born and raised here, it's kind of hard to like. But if you did a spell back home,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe high school, you were born and raised in Nigeria, you have that thing where you really, really believe in Nigeria. Like you believe in them, right?
Of course.
It's just how it is. You believe in them. And then they will break your heart. Yeah. And they will break your heart so badly that it's not like your club, right? Like club football where, okay, this is a well-established organization that will churn in different, like, you know, the cog will still keep running.
The club will keep continuing. They'll get a different manager.
They'll get a manager. You go through lows, you go through highs and stuff like that. But Niger can be like perpetual lows for years. So much so that if you stopped supporting Nigeria in like 2014, right? And you started like last week, you wouldn't have missed anything. Like you would not have missed anything of like, maybe of course the players are different, but you would not have missed anything in terms of titles, in terms of like, of course the last AFCON we won was 2013. Like you would not have missed anything in terms of titles. We have not gone further in the World Cup than we did before then anyways. So like, nothing has changed. It's just crap after crap after crap.
Yeah.
For somebody like me who has unfortunately, like, you know, been following Nigeria national team, it has been very, 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 very frustrating. So like, all of us have had that thing. Like, I don't say Nigeria. I say this to say like, I couldn't care less.
I've definitely had that phase. I think
everybody's just like
getting back there since from last AFCON itself.
Yeah. I don't think it's wise to do it to fully invest yourself like you invest in your football club or other teams you support or other sports. Yeah. Because when I watch Nigeria play football, I hate how we play ball. Like the ball is really police ball, barring Buga. Ball is always in the air. Po. Like no. Like the ball can. It's called football. I know we use chest and head, but those are like sub parts of the sports. The ball should be on the ground. Like why have we not invested in our midfield? How? Like why? Why do we keep doing? And I've grown to appreciate Iwobi. Right, Iwobi has been like, we've insulted him and come back, and I feel like stop me when I feel like I'm ranting at this point because I have a lot of frustration with them. I've grown to appreciate Iwobi. He is very, very consistent. Never misses a game. Always available. Does his job and does his job to a very high degree. That this is me. Like we used to abuse him. Iwobi useless. I appreciate him. I really, 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 really want this guy, Eric Chell, or whoever is going to be our next manager if we get another one. But he's doing a good job, so he'll probably be here. I want us to invest in our midfield. I do not like the fact that the football we play is just small one-twos in the back there. Cool. Just launching balls.
We don't really have a real, like, controller midfield. Dictate the tempo, like, because you know Iwobi is the best we have, but he's not really, that's not his game. He's more like an Eze in a sense, that he's being forced to have to do that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so that's not his game. To be fair, I really didn't even rate Mikel like that, but we miss someone like
we need somebody like, as in, there are so many game states where you watch like, there's no reason why this ball, we are launching it to us. And a lot of these balls that we launch to Osimhen are usually very pointless balls. Like, if we launch like 15, Osimhen gets like 3, right? Or 4, right? 2, he lays off perfectly. 1, maybe a bad pass. The rest, just rubbish. You are giving him a duel to go and fight with defender. And God has kind of blessed us that he's probably one of the only few strikers in the world that can actually do that soft ahead football. Mm-hmm. And and bring us into play and make an assist.
Street boy.
Yeah, like it's really street boy. And I don't know how, maybe God knows what they do. Because if they had given us if it was only like somebody like Lukman, right? You know, that type of European, well, like,
Isak does not put up the numbers that Osimhen puts up for Nigeria.
He doesn't. And neither of them would. Like, maybe Gyökeres, because he likes to do
football. Yeah.
But the type of football that we play, only Osimhen in world football, like in high-level football, can actually, like, dance with this kind of rubbish that we're feeding him. It's not what a world-class striker should be collecting, but I guess he does it and it works for us.
But see, I 100% agree. I think our midfield needs work. We don't have Ndidi. First of all, I think Ndidi's pass is best to save.
Ndidi's pass is best.
Yeah.
There was a time when Ndidi was the gold standard for DMs.
I agree.
When they were doing all these like analysis on like who should you buy for your, like, Ndidi was the gold standard. He was young, he's athletic, he intercepts like mad. But right now, man.
Yeah, even if you have an Ndidi self, even at his best, you probably need to pay him up with somebody, especially with the level of, like, let's say Nigeria in African football, we should be the amongst the Spains or whatever of Africa at least.
Yeah, we don't need to even go far. We need to be like Senegal.
Exactly. Like,
Spain, see what them is too, like, far. It's Senegal. Senegal is the gold standard when they play for African football right now.
They dominate. You're not looking for, okay, which team is a better footballing team when you're watching Senegal. I watched their game, their last game. Bro, they are clearly the best.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you are going too far with all these European guys. Let those ones go. Those ones are way ahead in, like one of the things that they say, like, one of the best ways to develop your national team is to improve your league, right? When you're talking about Spanish league, English league, French league, those leagues are well established. So there's always talent.
You know, I'm saying amongst our countries.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Nigeria is not supposed to be. The way we, our last game against Zimbabwe, I was like, what is happening here?
That's how all their matches are. Every game, you just be like, what am I watching?
You're not seeing the difference in quality between the two teams on the field. You're not
at all. Like, we actually adjust to their rubbish. And a lot of the times, that's even being like rude to them. A lot of the times, these teams play well against us.
They do.
A lot of times, they do. Like, let me not even make it look like we're always facing minnows and we are like, our quality is dropping.
South Africa, AFCON, bro, they were outplayed. I don't know how it went. We were outplayed. That last AFCON we played now against South Africa, I think.
I thought that this guy was either, I don't know the logic behind Eric Chell, because when he came, I think he was Mali's coach, and Mali were playing ball. They lost on penalties. That's why the meme of, you know, they're pouring water on his head and all those things. Like, I thought that when he came, we were going to start playing 4-3-3, right? Three-man midfield, two wingers, Osimhen, right? If we are not doing that. I don't know if he's doing it based on the squad available, right? Because no matter what formation you have in your head, if you don't have the talent or the
profiles.
The profiles, exactly. That's even a better word. The profiles to fit it, then you shouldn't probably do it. So I don't know if it's a thing where he's doing it because of the profiles we have, or he's doing it because that's just his thing. But I ideally would want a three-man midfield for like more control and less like Agewole football, Gary football. Like, the football is very, very, very Gregarium. Like, and when you, especially if you have like a team that you watch European football, like you watch your Chelsea's, you watch your Liverpool's, and you know, your Barca and Madrid, watching that week on a week in, week out basis, and then coming to watch Niger.
You could just
get headache, man.
You've got ways to go overall.
Headache. And these people play in Europe, that's the painful thing. They are not so subpar quality that we're like, this is not a football we can play. They play these things, they play this type of football in their clubs. Yeah. In their clubs, they play it. So that's why I'm like, why is the ball, my brother in Christ, why is the ball in the air? They didn't play the ball and you headed it back. You had the ball in the ground. Next thing, you have just gone long. Were they pressing you high? Because when they press you high, you know, and there's space behind, that's the opposite of, like, you know, that's the way to counter high pressing. Like, you go long because there's space behind. They're not pressing you high. There are four defenders or five defenders are back. You have the space to hold the ball. Next thing, you don't launch up. Why? And it's not that you launch it, right? And then somebody's running off Osimhen. Like, yeah. Okay, like, you know, like the Heskey Owen, old school Liverpool, this thing. Or like, you know, the big guy has the ball down, the smaller striker is running. That's the beauty of, you know, 4-4-2. But that's not how it is. Oh. You will have Tolu Arukadari, big guy. Or this guy, Adams, I just called big guy. Osimhen too, big guy. You've thrown the ball. If Osimhen has the ball, this guy has to come from the other side and come and hit the ball. I'm like, no, now. Which kind of police barracks football is this now? Put the ball down.
I wonder if it's just because of, like, maybe we don't really have a standard way of playing, like a Niger way of playing, one. And then all these players play for very, very different clubs that probably haven't. They've all played very few times together.
But isn't that the headache of every international team?
I mean,
that's the problem every international team Africa. Manager has.
True.
They don't have enough time to play with their teams. And, you know, now Senegal is a team that has had their coach for a while, right? So regardless of who comes through their draft, they will always kind of play the same way. So there is continuity there. That one for sure. I can't give them that one. But, and I don't think we've had any manager.
Yeah, we've been shopping and changing managers a little bit for a while now. So
I don't know what was the idea behind Finidi George. We were only like two, three games
football, there's nothing like position football. I've been
Yeah. What was that thing you said? There's nothing like tactics. I really think that if we even stayed with this Peseiro guy, right, mm-hmm. the guy that we fired for him, I honestly feel like the guy would have probably gotten it right at some point and they would have just been packing points. Because he got sacked after our second or third game in the qualifiers or so. Second or third game.
I don't even know if we even have Nigeria even have an identity itself. I can say, okay, let's say like France basically tweaks their tactics based on who they are facing. Like I know that's been Deschamps' criticism for a long time. The fact that
he's very pragmatic.
He's very, very pragmatic. And we all know Spain. We know Brazil. We know what Brazil tries to do, whether he fails or succeeds.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria, the only thing I know about Nigeria back in the days was, okay, they could pass more for back, they call the thumb ball. Very, very slow. Very slow. Slow. Slow tempo. Slowest of tempos, but then they now pass it, Naga and cross. But besides that, I don't really know what we try to
Nigeria
do.
Is supposed to be like, we are supposed to be like flair-based, like flair. Like
94, when I watched videos of 94 back in the days.
We are actually supposed, that's actually our national identity. Like, just like, you know, nice, because the quality had always been good. So, you know, small possession play, small possession. They're flaring like the right places. So that's
play on the
that
wound, bro.
That's identity.
Agagawa, like, all these guys. At least.
Yeah, we always had flair.
We used to have flair. Like back
in the day. That was our thing.
I watched that 94 games on CD many times. We had it in our house. That's Roberto Baggio and Zola getting red card game. We are good.
Yeah, we were.
Good thing was it was never an overestimation. We are actually really, really good. We were just unlucky to meet Spain, like to meet Italy at the time.
Yeah.
But
I think we're very good. It's just Nigeria's problem, right? Is the national problem. I remember like the first time I realized that we had a problem. Which World Cup was this? Was it the 2010 World Cup? Or was it right before the 2010 World Cup? So they used to have these magazines that would show. It was 442. I think it was a 442 magazine. And it'll tell you every country, their star player, you know, how they got to the World Cup, their strengths and their weaknesses. For all the 32 countries that qualified, right? When you go to Nigeria, Nigeria was the only country that its weakness was not like, was not a footballing reason. Like, they'll say maybe the defense is not as good as the attack.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll put something like Sweden, star player, Zlatan. The weakness, defense is not as good as the attack or midfield or something like that. Nigeria was the only team that is problem they wrote was political. We are not a war-torn country. Didn't have civil war. Nothing. The only problem was politics and corruption. That was the only weakness. And the article wrote that, it has It has transcended the national and the country. It's now has not entered the football, and that was the only problem we had. That was our major weakness, and it still is to today. I don't know if you saw this Olise's podcast that he just did recently.
Yeah, I saw the podcast.
How the reason why they are even like pushing for this is because when we qualify to the World Cup, the money they get, they're supposed to send it, do half, 50-50, 50% goes to the players, 50 gets to the NFF, and then their plan is to just, or what they did was just to chop the money. And we are still having those problems. In big 2025, we're still having political issues with our national team to date. Till date, it is a burden being a Niger fan. Why are we going through this long route of playoff and another playoff again? Like, we have to first face Gabon and face Aubameyang, who is in scorching form. And if we get past them, we get to meet the old enemy, Cameroon. The old enemy of Nigeria, Cameroon. Yeah. And if we don't beat the old enemy of Cameroon, we'll meet somebody worse. The person that beats Cameroon, like whoever beats them, you now have to go and face them. Just to only finish that and still go and play at least another playoff match intercontinentally in March. Like, this was not necessary. This whole process was not necessary.
I mean, this guy was injured, yeah. Right.
It shouldn't matter. Why are you drawing back to back games with Zimbabwe? Last in the group. Do you need most Osimhen be there to win against Zimbabwe? Why are we? I think we even drew with Lesotho. Why? Why did we draw with Lesotho? In our house, in our own country. Why? Lesotho is inside South Africa. Why? Why? What's the reason for this? Now we have to play. And you know how grueling and unforgiving it is. There is a possibility that Nigeria will play those two qualifiers, like beat Gabon, hopefully. Then hopefully beat whoever comes out of the next match. AFCON is in December 21st. So somebody like Osimhen will play October, play November, play your club games, come back in December, and still probably have to play again in March. That's assuming things go well.
This boy is good, right? The Tolu guy.
He's pretty decent. I saw him today.
I think we've become quite Osimhen dependent. The fact that those first four games he missed, those are the games that put us in the predicament where we ended up.
Very Osimhen dependent.
Boniface, I won't lie, I'm amongst that really hyped him when he came up. He's really not impressed me for Nigeria, especially.
I don't even think he has scored.
Yeah, Victor Boniface has not impressed me for Nigeria.
He has not even scored for us at all. He doesn't have a goal at all.
And I actually had high hopes for him, like a lot, especially that because of that the invisible season.
Mm-hmm. The Leverkusen season.
He played really, really well. I don't think his form for Leverkusen has not... I was going to say he has not cried about Nigeria, but I've not really seen that form again since then.
That one is when it's just memes and jokes on Twitter.
Yeah. Tolu guy, Shah, his movement looks nice and his size is that's a unit.
He is a unit. I like the way he plays. He looks very cultured. I do think that the next person we should be like going for like to attack after Osimhen, if Osimhen is not performing, is actually Ademola Lookman. That's the reigning African player of the year. Like, that's who the next responsibility should fall on. So that's the person I'm looking at as far. Like, why were you underperforming in the games that Osimhen was not available?
That's very true.
Because we do know that Osimhen is not even low-key. He is injury prone. I don't know how we are going to I hope we can have him against Gabon. I hope we can hopefully win that game and have him again in the other games that we need him to.
Yeah, you know, he cannot let old Aubameyang destroy us when we have Osimhen.
I don't know whether he's old or young, but that man is on fire.
He's on fire.
That guy is on smoke. Yeah. Gabon did so well that it's very really painful that they are here. You know how good they did? They're top of this playoff groupie, and they haven't even... They hadn't even played their game 8. Like, they were already top, even if, like, without that. Like, they had already, like... I was just like, man.
It's sad how they ended up, Shah. But it is what it is. It works in our favor. Well, I really just hope we get through this thing because I need Nigeria and Osimhen in the World Cup.
I need that Nike. You know, Nike always does us right with their jerseys, man. Every World Cup.
Well, you only the jerseys.
Yeah. Man, Nike gives us some real fire. Don't you remember that 2018 one now?
Yeah, I remember.
2018 one. Yeah, that was
fire. Now, the world needs to see Nigeria in the World Cup. That's why they connive to make sure we enter this place.
If you do more, the next one I need is like just be giving us penalty. Just penalty.
Because really, man, see. It will be honestly. Oh, Aubameyang will be all right. Has he been to World Cup before?
I don't think so. Aubameyang hasn't been to the World Cup.
Before. Yeah, guy, this is actually crazy. They've extended World Cup now. This one we call the struggle to enter. Guy.
I feel like if we get the African playoff spots, then we are going to the World Cup. I know it sounds long, and it is, but the. Theoretically, the game, the intercontinental playoff.
You think it's easier than the African one?
No, 100%. It's not. I don't think it's 100% easier than that. And if we get there, it's only one game we're playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, more than likely, it's only one game.
There are two slots available for playoffs.
Yeah, so there are two slots available for playoffs in that tournament, but for the African contingent, it's only one that's coming out. So we have to scrap it out. I just hope we can beat Gabon. I have a feeling that it'll be Nigeria, Gabon, then, and Nigeria, Cameroon for that last spot. I'm
not really that worried about Cameroon. I don't really. How are they been playing? Because they've not been playing well.
They've not been playing well.
Who is their star man? Where did you see that guy from, man? That was playing in Ronaldo's team.
Mbeumo is their star man.
You remember that guy, though? The guy that was scoring for Al-Nassr like a beast before Ronaldo.
Who? Abubakar.
Abubakar.
Vincent Abubakar.
Only one I remember.
No. That guy is too old.
See, Nigeria will cook. I think we should make it to the World Cup. It's a long thing, but I don't know why. I have a soft confidence. Maybe it's just.
Don't have any confidence. I don't know where people are getting confidence.
As a gunner, I have to always have hope on my team, in my team, regardless. Look at the positives. Whatever happens, will happen.
That's fair. I don't have that much confidence because I just feel as though like we will probably be because they've disappointed so many times now. So when they disappoint.
I don't know if you remember, so as probably the first qualifier that I was involved in, not really having that much knowledge, but I struggled to make sense of how we didn't make it to 2006 World Cup after we beat Zimbabwe 5-0 in the last game.
Yeah. Wait, which one are you talking about?
This is 2006 World Cup. This is actually the first qualifier that I kind of like watched. I was still very young. I don't even know the numbers or whatever, but 5-0. I think my uncle was trying to explain to me that, yeah, it's still not enough. That we have to depend on other results. So we didn't make it to our 6th World Cup.
Yeah.
That's what we watched. Like, seriously. We were in this same situation back then. We won 5-0 in our last game, but it was not enough because...
We're always needing to do miracles in the end. And it's just the nature of the nation. Just doing last minute, anyhow. Like, everybody scrambles and then niggas remember that, okay, we really have to... We can have to see. I was convinced that we would either beat Benin. Me, my own projection for the Benin match was like 2-1. Or worse, like nightmare 1-1. That was my prediction because I was like, I couldn't just see where the goals were going to come from. I just couldn't see. The whole qualifiers, we had not been scoring at all. So I was like, where are these guys going to get goals from? But
Osimhen gave us 3. So that's it. Hopefully he continues in that form.
Hopefully he does. Hopefully he stays fit. That's Osman's my biggest gripe with him. Hopefully he stays fit.
Anyway, it was beautiful. Today's probably my best day in football from an international perspective as far as Nigeria is concerned since 2013 Sundemba.
Really? I feel like for me it's not though. I feel like the last AFCON, we had some.
Nah, I was more like, wow, we won. We didn't play well, but we won. Okay, I was happy. But like in terms of like, oh wow, I'm impressed by like how he actually played. I won't lie. Like today, I was quite okay. Like especially with Osimhen and Chukwueze. Also Calvin Bassey. Calvin Bassey actually played it. Even though he's
there was so much agenda at stake. That guy with the sack for back. They were looking for him. They were looking for Chukwueze. They were looking for so many guys. And almost every single person that they were looking for delivered today.
They actually put up a performance.
Yeah. So, Moses Simon had assists. I'm like, ah.
Chukwueze had two assists, Abi.
Yeah, Chukwueze. I think they both had two assists. Yeah. Who took the free kick for Osimhen's third goal?
I actually don't remember at this point.
Yeah, I think it was Moses Simon. I think they both had two assists.
The keeper actually did a pretty decent job, even though there are some shaky-ish moments.
Did they really test him though?
They didn't test him. But I'm saying in terms of like crosses coming to the box.
Yeah.
I used to be so scared like about crosses, but at least he handled most of them well. There's only one occasion I remember him dropping the ball. My heart kind of skipped small and he caught it back again. It's not always a short stopping. Sometimes it's just simple crosses in the box. He'd be looking very shaky.
Yeah, he tends to do that. I don't know whether it's a concentration issue for him, but
probably
at this point, Nigeria's had a keeper problem since Iyamadi, so I don't know when we're going to resolve that. We've had a goalkeeper.
One thing I also wanted to say, did we look defensively better today that our captain was missing?
I think we always look better when Truce doesn't start. I'm not even lying. I'm not lying. I think that Truce and Semi Ajayi are both slow, right? Ultimately, that Friedrichs kid, that boy is a talent. Our right back.
He looks really good today.
That guy was on lockdown mode, man. I was like, yep, this is what we should be scouting. This is what we should be drafting directly. Like,
yeah, he looks very, very good.
Looked really good. Now, Semi Ajayi and Truce Ekong are very slow, but Semi Ajayi is more assured in like set piece defending.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather have him than Truce. Now, if you put two of them on the run, it's going to be a long day. But yeah. I honestly think we look better.
They look better today to me compared to the game I watched last time. I was like, they looked way more assured. Yeah. The biggest problem I saw that last game was not even our tackle, our defense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But today they looked very, very complete. They looked much more complete.
Me, yeah, I'll be content the day we finally have like we are properly playing ball. Like we are seeing like okay, there's ball progression, there's build up, there's good chance creation, there's transition, all those things. I don't think we're there yet, which is my own like. You know, just like my concern. But the hope is that the other teams that didn't qualify are not as good as us.
Exactly.
They're not as Gabon is hot, right? And I fear them more than on paper, they should actually be they're the lowest ranked team in the playoffs, but I fear them more on paper.
On paper, we should beat everybody. I beg.
But we should be beating everybody. Yes
on paper. As long as you want Ghana, Senegal, and the rest.
It should be beating Ghana too. It's Senegal that we should not be. If we face any situation that we face Senegal, it's going to be beaten. No amount of Osimhen magic will save a well-structured national
team. Wait. To be fair, Ghana has, in my opinion, current, if they give best player in Premier League now,
That's fine. That's fine. But Ghana have other issues that they have been trying to solve. Especially they've had a midfield issue too. They've been looking for a partner with Partey. But I've forgotten the guy.
They didn't make it to the AFCON, right? They didn't qualify for
AFCON. They're not going to AFCON. Yeah. So that on paper we should also be decking Ghana too.
Wait, I don't know if I should be laughing when they entered the World Cup. Was never enter.
Yeah.
I'll be calm down for my laughter, I beg.
Let's hold on to that. Let's hold up on laughing for now. Like
let's hold up on laughing, actually.
There are still at least minimum three more games to play.
So. Well, anyway, though, I know you said you're supposed to leave at 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard stop. This was nice good. If we have more to add to it, we can definitely do it in the next one. Just a quick
next one. On Thursday, let's talk about the coming Premier League week. I think today's dedicated this one to Niger only.
Yeah, that's fine. International break will be over and we can get back to our Premier League, Champions League, FA Cup, them struggles. So, but yeah, congrats Niger, more work to come and hopefully more successes too with them.
course. As for the other big countries, yeah, I think almost every country has always qualified for the World Cup is qualified.
Yeah, everybody. Egypt, Senegal, Ghana, Cape Verde. Cape Verde. Big shout out to Cape Verde.
Does
Cape Verde qualified at Cameroon's expense?
Yeah. I don't know if they're the smallest country ever to make it to the World Cup. I'm not sure about that. So
I don't think they're the smallest country ever to make it to the World Cup. But
They're pretty small, though.
Yeah, they are very small. They're a combination of islands, I think.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But they did very well, and I think they deserve the most hype out of everybody.
Yeah, they've been balling. And this has been for a while now. This is actually not new.
Yeah.
Especially from last AFCON, I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
As for the European people, everybody that's supposed to qualify is qualifying, except the... you can't really call Italy a surprise anymore, but...
Italy has a... In my opinion, they have a... What's the word? They are, the crop of talent that is coming is not matching what they've had in the past.
They had a downturn of talent for a while now.
Yeah, I don't think it's a tactical this thing. I think it's actually their drafting, for lack of a better term.
That's true. And if you think about it, their league is literally being carried by non-Italian talent, to be honest.
Yeah. The league is being carried by non-Italian talent.
Which is not what used to, that's not how it used to be back in the days. Yeah, like the days of Totti, Toni and Co.
Yeah. Their league is not carried by their talents. Their defenders are still pretty solid, you know, Bastoni and Co, Calafiori, but their talents,
attacking wise,
talent is not.
I think Verratti was probably the only reasonable midfielder they've had for the past couple of years, and
the midfield has been good. Mm. It's the actually attacking talent. There was Jorginho, Verratti,
guy.
Yes.
Compare that to
Jorginho was European mid. No.
2010. Look at that.
Jorginho is the reason why Jorginho is European player of the year, because he performed for Italy and they won the Euros.
Yeah. I know Jorginho is good, but guy, I feel like there's been a drop in quality level from their previous midfield.
That is true. In the now, there is, right? But their problem has, for the longest, has been attack.
That's been their problem.
Their attacking talent has been like, the quality gap is almost exponential.
Yeah, like, I know that is
last fun. The last great hope they had in attack is coming off Liverpool's. No, that's not that far. It's actually Chiesa. Chiesa is the last great hope that they had till his ACL surgery. ACL injury.
That's just him.
That's the thing. That's just him.
Yeah, I said Balabala. That was supposed to be their greatest.
But that one wasn't serious with his life now.
Nah, that was supposed to be their player. That's their own name. That Brazilian name, they had Balotelli now. But anyway, it was a fun conversation.
Yeah.
Let's do this again.
For sure. I'm always down for a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Azinyadın Hozimen Magmo Hozimen Hozimen Noji